Flipping Ninja Bootcamp graduate. What is a niche and where is it? So a niche is an area in which you specialize in. So you probably already know what yours might be. Some things to ask yourself or think about is what excites you? What do you enjoy learning about? Or what do you already know something about? You know, there has to be a category of items, whatever it is, where you're pretty familiar with. I mean, for me, it was Yamaha keyboards. I play piano myself. I know about them. I've dealt with them enough, long enough. So I'm familiar with all the different models, the quality, the settings, and all that stuff. So that was kind of my niche when I first started out. Now for you, it might be, who knows? Maybe it's like laptops or something, or jewelry. Maybe you're just really good at jewelry and, identifying different types of materials, metals and stones, etc. Or, maybe you're really good at, even a skill set like furniture or refinishing furniture, where you're good at identifying different types of material, different types of wood, whatever it is, or, electronics or cell phones. There has to be something out there that you already kind of have some background knowledge about. And that can be your niche. I mean, that can be where you, get started. But basically, with that being said, with your expanding knowledge and the skills you have, you can now, you can do a lot with that. You can not only start selling things in that niche, but you can also start creating, for example, standard ad templates. So you can simply plug in any changing data. For example, for me, I've sold so many keyboards that now I've created like a standard template that I just use. So if I see a keyboard and I go and buy it, I come home and when I post my ad up, I've already got a template that sells the heck out of this keyboard. I just have to switch out the minor details like the model, stuff like that. So that is super helpful in saving time, because all you do at this point, it's almost like you're automating everything. You just pick up the keyboard, post it up, take 2 seconds to post it up, and boom, you have this effective ad that sells really well. So anytime a keyboard shows up or whatever it is that your niche is, you can easily jump on it very quickly before anyone else. And not to mention, with that knowledge that you have in that specific niche, that also gives you an advantage when you're posting an ad or talking to buyers, because at this point, you can inform and help out less knowledgeable buyers. Basically, so you're solving problems and building relationships. I mean, whenever I would sell a keyboard, it's usually, 90% of the time, it's a parent whose kids are starting piano lessons, and their piano teacher wants them to pick up a keyboard. So a lot of times they have specifications, like the piano teachers are like, yeah, make sure you get them a keyboard that has 88 keys, the full size. And make sure the keys are weighted so that it feels like a real piano, and et cetera. So with that being said, I can, say a parent or someone calls me, they're like, hey, we're looking at keyboards. So-and-so is starting piano lessons and just wanted to take a look at yours. You can really educate them on it and be like, hey, yeah, look, first of all, Yamaha produces pretty much the most authentic piano sound out there. Second of all, this keyboard does have weighted keys, so it's perfect for the student who is looking to train and practice while getting that, gaining that experience of weighted keys so that their fingers and hands can be trained as if it's on a real piano. And it's the perfect piece to have at home for someone who is looking to play and learn piano, stuff like that. So you can really educate them at the same time while you're selling them on the keyboard. And not just that, but because you have that knowledge now, you're more confident to demand and get higher prices for the items. I mean, just the other day I bought a Yamaha Clavinova. So it's basically like a keyboard, but it kind of looks like a piano because it's much bigger. It looks like an upright piano. But anyway, I saw it for sale for $300, and literally the description was probably 2 sentences on it. So I'm like, okay, $300. I have to jump on that. So I bought it right away. I took it home. I took way better pictures. And because I really, was educated on it, I knew a lot about it, I wrote a really nice ad description on it. I mean, it was super nice, and it like basically covered every objection that someone might have. It was really selling the piano, and I posted it for $750. So like 5 days later, it sold. Someone came to buy it for, they came to buy it for $750, but they offered $650. And on my side, I accepted it. I was like, yeah, sure. I'd take $650 for it. I mean, I just made $350 profit on it. So like I said, if the more knowledgeable you are on the item or the niche, the higher you can, you know, you can demand and get higher prices for it. And also, don't forget to really showcase your niche products in the best light. So that means in your description, make sure to cover all objections and really talk about the item, really sell it to them. And also take, you know, when it comes to your pictures that you take, really take quality pictures. I will go over taking pictures with you in this blueprint, but overall, what you want to do is you want to create an awesome buyer experience, you know, a satisfying buyer experience, so that you want to reduce any kind of buyer regret, which is what someone might feel after spending money, because you created a more satisfying buyer experience. So make it the best experience you can by covering all aspects of it and really selling it and making them feel and know that they made a good decision in buying your product.